Are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencominim-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard Vroom Vroom by Charlie XCX off of the 2016 EP, Vroom Vroom EP. I saw Charlie XCX this past weekend, and it was amazing. And she did this song, and I was like, I know I've heard that song, but I don't think I've, like, listened to the song. So now I've been listening to that song on repeat, and I think it's so funny. I love it. I am your one-time, full-time host, Dork. And as always on this show, we are just really trying to figure out what the heck is cool, because as a dork, I really don't know. Although, as a dork, I feel like I can say that that song was cool. We've talked about a lot of different, like, ideas of what cool is. But something that I think always will impact, like, your cool level, your status is, are you attractive? What's your hot? How hot are you? So today we're talking all things hotties, and I found this really informative and helpful and insightful listicle on askmen.com The title is 10 Proven Ways to Improve Your Attractiveness. So this week's episode is 10 proven ways to improve your attractiveness, according to AskMen.com. Started with Vroom Vroom because, like, we're cute, sexy, and our rides are sporty. So check, check, check. You know what I mean? Hot, hot, hot. I'm going to go from 1 to 10 and not 10 to 1, which is the way the listicle was formatted, just because I want to get it out of the way. I want to, like, let the people know how can they be hot, like, in the most efficient way. So number one, this is number one proven way. This is proven to improve your attractiveness and make you cooler, according to AskMen.com, is exercise. So who knew? Not me. I guess that's why I'm a dork. And AskMen.com actually recommended that we, as not cool people who need to improve our attractiveness, we should do a $139.80 best-selling DVD workout from Amazon.com. The cover of this workout is just, like, muscles and then, like, I don't know, what do you call those? Like, they're not, I feel like they're not weights if they're, like, tiny, you know, but, or, like, they're, like, 10-pound weights maybe. I don't know. That feels high. And, like, jump ropes. So exercise. Get a gym membership. Number two, choose your scent carefully. I like that. I appreciated this one because it gives you some freedom as someone who is, like, determining their attractiveness, taking steps for themselves to become more attractive, to become cooler, like, you still have this choice to scent yourself carefully. You can scent yourself poorly, but as long as you're careful about it, effective, I feel. So AskMen.com recommended wearing a $224.95 perfume from Amazon. That almost doesn't feel worth being hot, honestly, with a price tag like that, but who am I? I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm a dork. I'm just a dork talking to a microphone to maybe other dorks, asking them to vindicate that these are things that I can do to improve my attractiveness. Although AskMen.com do say they're proven, so I don't know how much I need your vindication. So one and two of the 10 proven ways to improve your attractiveness, according to AskMen.com. Exercise and choose your scent carefully. You're welcome. So I'm going to start the show after Vroom Vroom. This is post Vroom Vroom. Teachable moments. We're going to play Rover by Neck Ying off of their most recent album, Cut Your Teeth. The new issue of Discorder came out today. It's so beautiful. It's, like, maybe the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. That's not true, but it's really, really, it's really pretty. And Cut Your Teeth, even though it came out in, like, July, it only just got reviewed in Discorder for this issue. So there's a pretty good review of it. If you, like, go looking, you'll see, you'll find it. Okay, this is Rover from Cut Your Teeth by Neck Ying. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Dork. We can get back to how we can be hotter after.
Home, crawling back and be alone. I'm a dog calling home, crawling back and be alone. I'm a dog calling home, crawling back and be alone. I'm a dog calling home, crawling back and be alone. Stuck in a doghouse, tied to a short leash. They think I'm trouble. They never liked me.
trust somebody good. They exist, unknown. Hold the bone. Hold the bone.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencominum-speaking Musqueam people out here at UBC. Fun fact to anyone listening, I know you can hear me out there. Vote! The federal election is happening or whatever, and you can vote in the nest upstairs. Of the building that we are in the Great Hall. We did it today. It felt great. And yeah, if you are able to vote, I recommend you do, especially if you're a settler, because you have a responsibility to, like, use the systems available to, like, produce spaces where, like, potentially we don't have to use them anymore. Fingers crossed. So you just heard Awe by Woolworm, and just before that you heard Rover by Necking. Today's episode of Teachable Moments, usually you, dear listener, are the one teaching me, but tables have turned. And I am using AskMen.com, my favorite website. I am consistently on this site getting advice, finding community, stuff like that. It's what it's best used for. And we're just going to kind of like really, just going to really read the listicle, 10 proven ways to improve your attractiveness, according to AskMen.com, because what's cooler than being a hottie? I don't know. So we've already gone through number one and number two, exercise and choose your scent carefully. Both of those have a over $100 price tag from Amazon.com, but honestly worth it, I think. So we've moved on to three and four. Number three, this is a good one. This is for those of us who, like, maybe our bods aren't traditionally considered, like, beautiful. So number three, use clothes to create a better body. Tools of operation, according to AskMen.com. Buy a $39.99 pair of Levi jeans, relaxed fit, from Amazon.com. Although, caveat to this, if you're a weightlifter or simply have been blessed with larger legs, this will work better for you. Obviously, everyone's bodies are different, so AskMen.com really let us down in this department because I don't know what jeans to wear now, because I don't think that these relaxed fit from Levi's is really going to cut it with me. So we can take that with a grain of salt, I guess. Number four. Three is use clothes to create a better body. Four, groom to promote symmetry. I actually recently saw an Instagram photo of the drag queen Aquaria, and then right next to it was like a mirrored image, and it looked exactly the same. And you know what? She's beautiful, so I get it. AskMen.com recommends buying a $6.97 pomade from Amazon.com to create the symmetry. Although I am a bit confused by this one as well, because I feel like a lot of pomade is used to like make asymmetrical hair parts. So again, AskMen.com, I don't think you really get it, but whatever. These are the tips and tricks that AskMen.com are giving it to us. We are just here to receive because we don't know. We need these proven ways to improve our attractiveness. Hotties are cool. We want to be cool. These are the tools we were given. So, gonna move on to some tunes. This is Look at My List by Patty off of Good Big. Patty is based out of Brooklyn. This album came out earlier this month. I think I played them on the show before. So amazing. Very, very exciting. Okay, enjoy.
Yeah. From September 26th to October 11th is the Vancouver International Film Festival. VIFF presents the world's best cinema fused with related talks and events in a unique Films Plus model. Annually, VIFF presents over 320 films and events, plays host to approximately 400 industry professionals from around the globe, and boasts the largest Canadian film program in the world. Tickets are on sale now. Go to VIFF.org or the Van City Theatre box office to purchase yours today. Wake up in June.
Ta-ta. Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. Hey, what's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankamenam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. I'm Dork. This is Teachable Moments. We're all in this together, team. Teachable Moments, just trying to be cooler. Just like, what's cool? What's hot? What's not? What's popping? I don't know. And that's why we have askmen.com. It's for all of us lost souls who just really, really need to know how to be hotter, how to be cooler. Because what's cooler than being hot? I don't know. People are automatically like, hey, I want to spend time with you. It's just how brains are. Although, of course, everyone is beautiful and everyone is hot. What's up? Okay, we're moving right along. There are 10 proven ways to improve your attractiveness according to askmen.com. And we are going to figure them out today. And we are going to share the knowledge because we might need it. Some of us might need it. And that's okay. Okay, number 5. Create a masculine jaw. To achieve this look, you can wear your beard with an $18.50 beard wash from Amazon.com. Now, I don't want to jump the gun a bit, but I will say there is a tip later on in this list that kind of contradicts that thing, what that recommendation. I also find this one a little, like, I don't know, askmen.com, because if you don't have a beard, a way that you could do that is, A, you could probably get your jaw done. That's probably a thing, but oh, probably so expensive. Or you could use makeup, which I am very okay with. What's up? But I feel like some men who aren't as evolved as me might get a little hesitant. But that's my hot tip. Use some makeup. Contouring's cool. Kim Kardashian does it. She's really hot. Although some people don't think that she is. So call in if you think Kim K is hot, because I do. Number 6, stand up straight. I saw a meme the other day of 3 men kind of sitting around a table and then a woman server walking away from them. And instead of, you kind of expect them to be like, wow, so hot. The comments are like, wow, she has such good posture. I bet she worked really hard for that. I bet genetics were involved. But they noticed. I guess that's what counts. But askmen.com recommends that we do yoga with a $19.95 mat. By mat, I meant yoga mat from Amazon.com. I am so bad at yoga, so I don't think that I am going to do that. But I will work on my posture. Thanks, askmen.com. So I'm going to play some more tunes that kind of like really reiterate these points. Because I feel like we need like to ground these in music. because that's what it's for. So this is Pay Attention by Champion Lawnmower. They just released this album and had their final show. Tragic. Oh, I know. This past weekend. So RIP Champion Lawnmower. It was great. Okay, let's pay attention. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Sup. Up, you're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Dork. And yeah, what's up? You just heard Happy Overtired by Woolmert out of Toronto off of their album Woolmert Forever. And just before that was Pay Attention by Champion Lawnmower. We are probably having the most informative, helpful, listener oriented in that like it's super relevant and helpful to listeners episode today because We're all about the 10 proven ways to improve your attractiveness according to AskMen.com. This is the content I know we've all been waiting for. There's this listicle out there on the internet. If you want to Google it, look it up. 10 proven ways to improve your attractiveness according to AskMen.com. I added the according to part, but AskMen.com. Thanks. What's up? You've changed my life, honestly. We're going through the 10 proven ways. We started at number one because I wanted to cut to the chase. I wanted to get to what the number one thing we could do is. So number one was exercise. 2, choose your scent carefully. 3, use clothes to create a better body. 4, groom to promote symmetry. 5, create a masculine jaw. And 6, stand up straight. These are the 6 top things you can do to improve your attractiveness, because I don't know what's cooler than being a hottie. Let's think about this. I don't know what's cooler than being a hottie. Hotties are everything. Hotties are the reason we all get up in the morning. We're all hotties. Hotties are where it's at. Hotties are where the coolness is being created, generated, etc. And I just want to celebrate it. And then also, if you don't see yourself as a hottie, obviously you are. But you can also do these things just to like feel more of a hottie. There's something I've been thinking about a lot recently, and it's like kind of in this list. So 3, use clothes to create a better body. Yeah, you could use clothes to do that, or just look nice. Putting on a nice outfit. I always feel hotter when I'm wearing a nice outfit. Fun fact. And you too. That too can be you. That too can be you. Okay, we have 4 more points on this list. We have 4 more proven ways to improve our attractiveness. I'm definitely giving you the AskMen.com light version of this listicle, because they have a lot more. They tell you how it's proven. They really go into the science of these points. And I just like, honestly, I don't feel qualified as a non-certified hottie. I don't feel qualified to like really delve in, but I will just share the knowledge, which is what radio is about. It's just about sharing. Okay. Number 7, give the illusion of height. AskMen.com recommends wearing a $110 pair of penny loafers from Amazon.com. This list has changed my life. Thank you so much, AskMen.com. Thank you so much. But the penny loafers have no heel. How am I supposed to give the illusion of height in a freaking penny loafer? Give me a boot. Give me like a Fila Disruptor moment. That's a lie. Those are lie shoes. Penny loafer, come on. Come on, that's like a slipper. You want me to wear slippers and seem taller? Unless you're like taking that $110 and like stacking the heel with it. Step your game up, AskMen.com. So number 7, give the illusion of height. Number 8, deal with bad breath right away. Brush your teeth with a $3.08 toothpaste from Amazon.com. I don't care where you are. You could be on the bus. You could be, all I can think is transportation. All I can think is on the subway, like in a car. Walking down the street, brush your teeth. Like the world, there's water around. And $3.08, that's not a bad deal. Amazon. Of course, there are the more conventional alternatives. Maybe you could get some gum. Get some mint, but I learned today some people have a fear of gum, so it's not really that viable of an option. No one, except if you're over 6, you probably aren't afraid of brushing your teeth. So that's just my take on AskMen.com's life-changing listicle, 10 proven ways to improve your attractiveness. We have some more tunes coming up. This next one does have some swear words in it. So tune out for the next 3 minutes and 19 seconds if you don't want to hear it. But if you do want to, you can stay tuned in and continue to be tuned in after 3 minutes and 19 seconds. But this is Bottom Bitch by Doja Cat, is a song. And then what you're listening to is Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM.
Independent pop duo Mating Rituals will be bringing their dance rock sound to the Biltmore Cabaret on October 18th with On and Glass Forest. Get your tickets now at mrgconcerts.com or Red Cat Records.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak,
breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Okay, welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Dusty Rose by Psy, and just before that was Bottom Bitch by Doja Cat. Today's episode of Teachable Moments, as always, we are just trying to figure out what the heck is cool, because I don't know. But there's something that Dork does know and will readily admit to, and that is that hotties are cool. Certified hotties, what's up? This one's for you. Thank you for being hot, I guess. A lot of it is genetic, but a lot of it is personality. So that's cool. Everyone's hot. Okay, so we have 10 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 proven ways to improve your attractiveness. And we got these, we got this from a resource that's near and dear to my heart, askmen.com. Because when I'm in doubt, I'm just like, oh my God, I have to ask a man. I have to ask men. And that's my go-to. That's a thought that I've had. Okay, number 9, because we went backwards in that we went from 1 to 10. We didn't build to anything because we just wanted to, like, straight out the gate, number 1, number 2. Bing, boom. Bing, bang, boom. But we're at number 9 now. This one is interesting. This one kind of speaks more to the personality aspect of hotness. Number 9, brood for short-term pairings. AskMen.com recommends that you wash your face with an $18 face wash from Amazon.com to achieve this. Although, honestly, you also should probably invest in a mirror so that you can practice your brooding. I did, unlike the other ones, which I felt were quite self-explanatory, this one I was a little confused by, so I read a little more in depth on the listicle, 10 proven ways to improve your attractiveness from AskMen.com, become a better man. And this is what it says. So it works because they did a study where women were asked to rank photographs of men in terms of sexual attraction and relationship potential. And the women typically selected men who looked broody or proud as being more appealing than smiling men. But this only works for a one-night stand, some fling. It's not effective if you're looking for the one. AskMen.com recommends confidence and looking good. So thanks, AskMen.com. We appreciate all the work you do for us as a reader. Because I wouldn't have known that. I would have no idea that they did that study. Although I'm, again, this listicle has changed my life. I will now be doing these things more often, for sure. But come on, wash your face with an $18 face wash? That doesn't have anything to do with brooding. They also recommend thinking about sad things is another way to achieve this, but that's free, so Amazon.com wouldn't be able to get that plug. No plug for Amazon. Okay, so we've reached the last one. We've reached number 10 of AskMen.com's 10 proven ways to improve your attractiveness. I know we've all been waiting for this one, even though it's kind of the least important one. It doesn't really matter. Number 10 is remove excess body hair. It recommends that you shave your entire body with a $7.59 razor from Amazon.com. Thank you, AskMen.com. I wasn't sure what you, like, were going to, if you were ever going to mention this, and I'm glad that you did. I really appreciate, like, someone finally going out on a limb and, like, championing the, like, alien body movement. So thank you, AskMen.com. Shave your entire body. According to AskMen.com, that is one of the 10 proven ways to improve your attractiveness. And honestly, thank you. Just thank you for this knowledge, for this wisdom, for this experience. I'm going to run down what we have, what we've learned. And I'll go backwards this time so we can build. So 10, remove excess body hair. 9, brood for short-term pairings, although confidence is key for long-term things, I guess. 8, deal with bad breath right away. 7, give the illusion of height. 6, stand up straight, but you can sit slouched. 5, create a masculine jaw. 4, groom to promote symmetry. 3, use clothes to create a better body, much like, you know, those, like, body pillows. Like, it's like a, I feel like it's a classic prank. You have, like, a pillow and then you, like, put clothes on it, kind of like a scarecrow, but it's, like, to, like, scare your mom. Use clothes to do that. 2, choose your scent carefully. And 1, the number one thing to do that you can improve your attractiveness with, exercise. All of this has a price tag of $588.83, and honestly, worth it. Thank you, AskMen.com. Thank you, Amazon.com. That is all the time that we have for today on Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM. Up next is Into the Woods with Mel Woods. I'm going to close the show with Devours, who is honestly certified hottie. If anyone's a certified hottie, it's Jeff. This is Beyond Love and Beneath You off of Iconoclast. Iconoclast came out in March, and I feel like I was listening to it all the time, and then I kind of was like, oh, I probably should, like, cool it, but I'm back in it. I'm back in it. We're all back in it. Okay, so this is Beyond Love and Beneath You. Thank you for listening. See you next week.
Love, surround me now, pray for my soul. Forgive me, Father, for I must confess, I slept with Satan in my mother's dress. I bought him roses and invited him in, and tucked him in at night. Blood, wash away my sins, have mercy on my evil ways, through all I know. No, God would deny me of love.